My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to another episode of Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me as always...
Hello, filthy animals. It's Ben Vanel here, rounding out the trio on the couch this week.
It's me, Adam Knox, again. I'm back again. Some idiot gave me a podcast.
Oh, the bigwigs down at the podcast factory have made a big mistake.
They've messed up. I'm incompetent.
I'm shit, but for some reason, I've been given a crack.
That thing that I asked for has happened.
Speaking of things we asked for,
yes,
and happening,
yes.
Once again, we're joined by a guest, fan favorite. Who wants to do the honors and say his or her name?
It would have been you. Would have been the natural thing to do.
Why don't we go around and we'll say one letter each?
Okay.
K.
A.
T.
E.
D.
E.
H.
N.
E.
R.
T.
It's Kate Dennett.
It's Tanya Lasagna.
Yes. Is that the right... spelling?
I don't know. I tuned out.
You're bored of hearing your own name spelled out.
To be fair, she knew how it was going to end. Like, yeah. That's...
but she didn't because I've got you in my phone as like the wrong spelling of your name.
Oh yeah.
And you've got a pseudonym on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, we can't say what that is though.
No, Tanya Lasagna.
But I'm saying anytime I message you, I'm never getting the correct name in front of me anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know it's wrong in my phone and you don't have the real one on Facebook.
No.
Who are you?
I will tell you the Facebook one is actually quite easy to figure out
what the pseudonym is.
Well, no, the actual spelling of my name.
Oh. You didn't do like
it's not
the classic date Kennett.
Yeah, no, it's very close to my actual name. I wanted to create a psychological barrier to people, basically.
Okay.
This is me, but no. And also, everyone that I'm friends with now, I'm pretty sure is unrestricted because I got weirded out about Facebook. I've done that to pretty much everyone I know.
Oh, you know what I did like the other day? Like deleted a bunch of old photos. I was like, get rid of my past. I don't want to look at that.
Yeah.
Untagging myself. Like I'm over Facebook. I hate it.
Yeah.
I should do a purge as well. Mm. If it weren't that we needed it for certain aspects of our work, I would have gotten rid of it entirely.
Completely. So. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
It is. It's frustrating. Is it being tethered to these things that are now so bad?
Yeah.
But that's how they get you.
Yeah.
We've just got to get...
The fuck was that?
Something just beeped. There's like and someone Ben's on life support somewhere in Ben's apartment.
I just died.
No,
I think I need to be recharged.
it's a fucking curse. I mean, shout out to all the listeners that we interact with in our Facebook group.
Shout out to Mark Zuckerberg.
Love that.
There's elements of it that are good and like the things that people initially were attracted to it because of, but it's been so co-opted by the big... You know, whatever.
The big wigs.
I'm off it. I'm over it. I'm putting everyone. I'm putting you on restricted. I'm putting on restricted.
I'm putting myself on restricted.
Yeah, that's not bad.
R18 plus.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on blast.
Explicit content coming from me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd date Kennett, Jeff Kennett back in his prime. When we said date Kennett before.
Oh, yeah.
Been thinking about that ever since.
You needed a bit more of a run-up for that because I was lost.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't give a shit where you are. I'm saying my things and I'm getting used to it.
Are you saying you'd date him?
date Jeff Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be difficult, dating a politician. It'd be tricky.
Yeah.
Because then you're on display as well and you've got to behave.
Then my Facebook has really got to be squeaky clean.
Yeah, a politician who's married just out there dating a young boy.
You calling Knox a young boy?
Yeah, but you said back in the day.
I would have been a very young boy.
Yeah, you would too. You'd have been like five.
I dare say a few eyebrows would have been raised by that one.
You're just walking down the red carpet.
Toddling down the red carpet.
Hello.
Who are you wearing today? I'm wearing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So he's got his wife on one side and you on the other, and he's strategically positioned his body so that the wife can't see you.
Well, no, so if the camera pans, it doesn't pan down, then he's safe.
Yeah.
You're just wearing a t-shirt that says don't pan down.
He's so short, you'd be like Dickie Knee every time you talk to him.
I'd look like Dickie Knee when I was with him a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Oh, hello.
Mr. Kennett.
Lovely stuff. Good on a podcast with a lot of American listeners to just talk about an ex
premier
of Victoria, the great state of Victoria.
But like a governor for our American listeners.
Basically. I always think about with Facebook as well, whether or not in the future, because we've, like, so many people have all that shit there on it where you can go back and see, like, aha, gotcha. This is you in this compromising situation. Whether or not we will keep getting people heaps for that in the future, like the I didn't inhale type stuff, if someone's going to be... I mean, recent events have pointed towards not having...
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
But whether or not people would just sort of accept that, okay, well, everyone smoked weed.
Yeah.
And that won't matter for a... as I'm saying this, I'm realizing nobody gives a fuck about your past anyway.
No, I reckon what's worse than the pictures is full chat logs.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Full... I have nightmares about that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. My private chats going public.
Yeah.
Whew.
If they saw how many times I've had to message my family and say, hey, there's no toilet roll in this bathroom.
I've thought about that if it all went public. And it's not even a question for me. It's like I'm immediately checking out.
Yeah.
I would literally have no option but to just end it there. I couldn't like, man, if it was all out there, that's it for me.
I think I'd be fine. I think that people know how I feel about them. I have no ability to hide it anyway. So people that I've talked shit about would already be like,
okay,
yeah, I hate Ben. So that's fine.
My dad always from a young age told me, imagine everything you ever say is being said into a microphone. And so don't say shit behind people's
back. And that's why you became a comedian.
That's why I became a podcaster and a comedian.
And a complete bitch.
I'll say it to your face, you fucking asshole. I'll say it to the world. I'm going to yell it to you in a megaphone. This is how my dad told me to do it.
So Kate, we got you back in here.
Yes,
been a little while. What have you been playing lately?
I've been trying to play that Dragon Hunters Builders, whatever it's called. You build and you're
Dragon Quest Builders.
Yeah. And I hate it. I thought I'd really like it.
I thought you'd really like it too.
I like the building stuff, but I hate the it's clunky. Like trying to place blocks and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of frustrating. Mm-hmm. And I don't like my little squat body. I find like that's even like when people are when like
the design of the character, you mean?
When the mechanics of like
no, she means it makes it hard to hold the switch.
I can't reach it. Just the mechanics of like fighting. I hate it.
The combat in that
is
pretty
like
bad.
The building is bad and the combat is bad. It's just walking basically. I don't know.
I got really into it. When I was playing it, I was sinking hours into it at a time.
Well, just that's the thing.
Getting resources and then being able to craft a bed or whatever.
Well, I've just only sort of had like hour bursts with it at the moment because I just don't have the space to really sink into it. But then I played like half an hour of Celeste last night and I was like, oh, I should have just been playing this the whole time.
Right.
Yeah,
but
Celeste
once you
rules.
Spent money on a thing, it's hard to not be like, oh, I just try and make this work.
There are some of those games as well where if you do it patchily, you'd never fall into the rhythm of that.
Yeah.
Like that, the Assassin's Creed Origins was that for me, where I would play it for like 40 minutes at a time.
Right.
And every time feel a little overwhelmed and then stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was never that fun.
There are certainly things that you just need to absolutely give yourself over to and just like sink hours into and not have anything else that you're playing.
Which life can make hard.
Mm. Yes.
Are you a building game fan though, Denno? Like,
yeah, quite, yeah. I like the feeling like, oh, it's got my little kitchen.
Yeah. Like it's like SimCity or the more the Sims.
Well,
maybe?
SimCity, I'm more of like the simpleton versions of it. I like the details.
Simpleton City.
Build a building and
I'm going to build 6 stadiums and then we can have football every day.
Like when there are too many details, I just don't have the time at the moment to go in on the details. But because Cities Skyline just came out on Switch, so I've been looking at that. And then there's also Prison Architect, but both of those.
Prison Architect?
Yeah, which is an older game. Right. But I'm like, I wouldn't mind running in prison. Like,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Every single Prison Architect has just been like, I've got an idea. Rectangle. That should be the architecture of this prison.
He draws the blueprints on his stomach.
I'm going to make easy to break out of. Now, hear me out.
If you've got a computer that you can play it on, House Flipper is really good for this sort of thing.
Okay.
You just place ovens and you clean up dirt.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
I can play that. I still haven't gone in.
Is it? I like obstacles though. I like it occasionally when you're like, oh, this thing that I built. I love theme park. All I ever want to do is play theme park. Can they please re-release that on Switch?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Theme park.
I've never played
Tycoon.
No, it was called theme park. Oh really?
Yeah,
Bullfrog, wasn't it? Or something like that.
Very old one. Same as Theme Hospital. Same company.
Yeah.
But Roller Coaster Tycoon, get into it.
I tried and I failed. I'm a fairly simple person. Someone please invent a simple game for me.
Yeah, what's the simplest game?
Tetris?
The dot.
The dot that you fly at a wall and it hits a rectangle and the rectangle disappears.
Breakout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With the paddle at the bottom and it goes doom, doom.
Pong.
I really like
Pong's
that game.
Pong's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Pong's simple.
We used to have this drinking game called You Drink, and the way that you played it is you would sit in a circle and you'd point at someone and say, you drink. Oh. And then it was their turn to choose someone and point at them and say, you drink.
Oh, yes.
Ah, that's great.
Is it time to go in on simple games we've played in real life, Tommy? Because there's a few doozies that we've played recently. We played What's Your Birthday?
When were we doing that?
In Japan.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was a really fun game.
It's super simple.
How do you play What's Your Birthday?
It's like, say it's my turn, or it's like I'm the subject. You guys just have to guess.
Just have to guess his birthday.
Where my birthday is.
All right.
Month first, obviously.
Wait, for context, there were about 6 of us in the group, and we were in Japan, and we were at Disneyland. Yeah. So it was like...
It's pretty hard to find something to do at Disneyland.
No, but we were in line. So we were in a line for like an hour, and... And, you know, the ride had a lot to live up to after this wonderful game that we played. All right, so you're the subject.
Yeah.
So what was it like? We each get a...
You go month first. Each go a month.
Okay.
Your birthday is like June-ish.
Right. February? May?
All wrong. Closest was Kate.
Okay. Ooh.
March.
March is correct.
Okay.
March is correct.
It also just, this game kind of reveals what a shitty friend you are. It's like, we should just know this.
Yeah. Off the back of us having just played some Mario Party, this mini game is slightly better than a couple.
17th.
No, not far off. Mm-hmm.
21st.
Further off.
Okay.
Yeah, colder.
14.
Getting warmer.
Oh.
Very warm.
15th.
Colder.
12th.
Correct.
Hey. Nice.
Hey, you good win. One.
I get your birthday next year.
Great.
Have I talked about, because I played this again with friends the other night, this game that...
This is stupid.
So stupid.
This is a really dumb thing to spend time doing.
It was introduced to me by Luke McGregor and Celia Pakwala.
Mm-hmm.
You need a decent sized group and you need a newspaper. Yay. And it's like one person picks up the newspaper and they literally just open a random page and they look at a word and they reveal nothing. And then you go around the circle and everyone just has to guess the word.
Okay.
We're not doing it now.
No, well, I've got my phone here.
We're not doing it now.
And I'm looking at Twitter and I'm looking at a word. It's a three-letter word.
All right.
Sorry, I revealed more than nothing.
And?
No.
The?
No.
Two?
No.
It's?
No.
Pot?
No.
Oh, but no, Everyone just gets one guess and then you reveal it.
Oh, okay.
Cop.
Oh, yeah.
That was obvious in retrospect.
I think the key to a simple game is if everyone really invests in it and treats it like it's the most high stakes important thing, then it's a lot of fun.
True.
We played this newspaper game for 2 hours. It went off.
Unless there is some element of that game that undercuts your ability to be able to win. Should we talk about Mario Party?
Well, I feel like it's a natural lead-in.
Mario Party came out on the Switch last Friday. Mm. And, part of why we've got Dennett in today, because we figured we should sit down and have a go of it. We thought, who loves a party more than one?
This
Kate Dennett.
Little idiot.
None of the members of S Club were available.
Have you played a Mario Party game before?
Yes, Kate? But never with friends. I've only ever played them alone.
Nice.
Great.
Nice. Great. Nice. Which one?
DS version.
Okay. Yep.
And then, no, that was it.
Okay.
I haven't had friends for a really long time.
The DS one
just spat all over herself, indicating why she has been friendless for years.
The DS one's meant to be pretty good, I think.
I don't know. I've got nothing to compare it to. Okay.
Well, you do now.
Yeah, I can't remember it.
Yeah. So
it was in a dark time of my life. Got a lot of memories gone from then. They're all on Facebook, though. Someone could dig them up.
So we played through the... one of the board games, the main kind of mode of it, which the big thing about this one is, like, it's kind of back to what people remember as the classic Mario Party, because they've done, like, I think they're up to like 10 or something. Like, they bring out at least one on each new console, and they keep adding kind of these weird mechanics of how the board game works, and people have kind of been off it for a little while and they just kind of like rush them out and treat it a bit shittily. So this was kind of billed as a return to the classic mode of Mario Party, which I will say I back in the day was so into the 64, the number 1 and 2. Mm. I loved them. And this very much is, it feels like those once felt.
Right.
Like, it's really back to that kind of, the classic kind of board game setup.
The board game itself, though, is entirely random, pretty much. Like, it's snakes and ladders style. You roll a number you have no control over. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's rolling a number on a dice. But, like, you just land on some random shit and random shit happens to you.
Yes.
You have some influence kind of over, like, your strategy approaching it with, like, a couple of items that you get, again, randomly to slightly alter what happens to you, but you're at the whim of what the fuck this game chooses to do to you at all times.
Absolutely.
And that is a dog shit way of making a game.
Yeah.
That is just not...
A little frustrating. As someone who plays lots of games and, like, enjoys getting good at them, it's very frustrating.
Like, honestly, at least you have a choice and choose my birthday.
Yeah.
Or, like, flip a coin.
Or, like, a vague memory of, like, maybe I went for drinks in that month.
I was trying to remember because I was like, I know it is in the year at some point. So I was using that as a baseline.
Narrows it down.
But you just have zero control over what's happening. The stuff that's happening to you is, like, irritating.
Yes.
The main thing that you
frequently
feel whilst
irritating.
Playing this is irritating. And I won.
I
ended up winning, but I felt bad about that because I didn't do jack shit.
So, a lot of random stuff happens over the board, and then at the very end, so you're going around getting coins, and at the end of each turn you play a mini game. And you use those coins to buy stars, and whoever has the most stars at the end wins.
Yeah.
But then at the end, it does a completely random award ceremony of, like, this is the award for, like, I was playing it the other day, and one of the awards was the most amount of spaces. The least amount of spaces moved.
Oh.
So the categories kind of come up at random.
Right.
Mm. So it literally just dishes out 2 stars completely at random, which can.
And it's not like you can even try and get one of those bonus stars by winning every mini game or whatever. Like, there's nothing you can solidly do to definitely get a star at any point.
Yeah.
And the stars are what you need to, the one who has the most stars wins. Because then you also have coins that you're gathering throughout it, and the mini games that are at the end of each turn give you coins if you win. Mm. But the coins feel valueless because you end up getting plenty of them anyway.
Yep.
You don't really have the opportunity to spend them that much.
No.
So that by effect, even if the mini games are okay, which they're a fucking mixed bag, then you get kind of nothing for winning it anyway. So the stakes are so low on every element of the game that you have control over that, you're just kind of waiting to see who wins this lottery.
Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, and that was very much a part of it on the 64 version back in the day, and that, you know, playing it with friends and stuff, it's like, yeah, that's just what it was. Like, it does, all this stuff happens that's very, like, frustrating and very random, and you can go from being in first place to being in last place just by a completely innocuous just turn of events. But that does inspire a lot of chat and ribbing and shit in the room, which I think is ultimately meant to be the point. You know, Mario Kart is about you get really good at racing. Smash Brothers is the same. You're taking on people and wanting to be the best. This is, let's chuck some shit on the TV and have a laugh at how fucking dumb it all is.
Which it was a laugh. Like, it was fun.
We had a good time.
For as intense as that criticism was from Knox, it was fun. Like, it was fun.
That's true.
It's like, it's funny because you're criticizing it and it's all accurate.
Absolutely
and all fair.
Accurate.
It's all fair, but also at the same time, the defense of that is like, yeah, that's what it is. It's deliberately meant to just be this annoying piece of shit.
That's a good point. And we bantered.
Yeah.
Yes. Some bants.
Yes.
It's not a game that's designed to be played like on the competitive circuit. You know, there's no esports Mario Party.
I'm not saying it should be necessarily either, but I feel like every multiplayer game has that built into it that, like, yeah, you talk shit if you're in the same room.
For sure, yeah.
So it's not necessarily...
That's true. It would have been just as fun, probably more fun, if we just played Mario Kart for an hour.
That's the thing. Yeah. If the game is also good on top of being something to do with people, then that's sick. Like,
but what I think has always made this, you know, good fun for parties is that something like Mario Kart, you know, if you have friends around and you own it and you're really good at it and you're playing with people who've never played before, it can be a bit of a washout because there's invariably one or two people who are really, really good at it. This is just like a great equalizer where Mario Party is a great equalizer where everyone is kind of on equal footing at all times. Yeah, and that equal footing is completely unsturdy and fucked.
Perhaps you'll get hit by a bus.
We all have the same odds out there in the world.
Yeah. But yeah, it is fun to sit. And there's enough sort of little gimmicky bits going on and sort of, deliberately confusing parts of it and silliness to the way that the characters interact with you. And like, instead of just going like, you win this, it'll be like some dumb caterpillar comes down and is like, what's up? I'm going to sell you some shit.
Danny, you made the interesting choice to play as the Goomba.
Oh yeah.
Which delighted us all.
Because immediately you said like, can I win if I have no hands?
And turns out I can almost win. And I can pat a wiggler.
Oh.
A wriggler.
A wiggler.
A wiggler, yes.
Yeah.
He just wiggles. Yeah, one of the mini games is don't wake the wiggler. And some of the mini game ideas I think are funny.
Yeah.
So I played a little bit of it by myself and just went, you can just go in and play the mini games and just set it on random. And I would probably say in the future with mates, that would be the way that I would play it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do away with the board game. Mm. You can do a mode where it's like you play 5 mini games in a row and whoever has the most coins at the end
wins. Oh, yeah.
So you can do these little sessions where you just... That's the thing that's always been weird about Mario Party is they build in this big board game. But really, the fun of it and what you're ultimately wanting to do is the silly little mini games.
Like 100%.
You want to kind of keep them coming. And they're a bit of a... Yeah, they're a bit of a mixed bag, like they are in every iteration of this.
Yeah, so what did we play? We did play... Don't Wake the Wiggler.
Which was...
And it's using the motion controls in the Joy-Cons and whatever, but like maybe not to great effect.
Yeah, we had some issues with our Joy-Con.
We had some syncing issues.
Mm.
So, yeah, a lot of motion control in this one, which in the back in the day on the 64 one, so many of them were like you had to rotate the joystick really quickly.
Right.
So it'd be like pedal as quickly as you can, and what you'd frequently do would just be put your palm on the stick and just like mash it like that.
Mm.
But the 64 controllers like deteriorated really badly, so you'd end up with this stick that had no, like, you know, just drooped down. Mm. Like, so they, but so many of the games on the 64 one had that as the control, which was kind of annoying and a bit shitty. So motion control is kind of like also annoying and shitty, but I prefer that over just mashing a joystick or like tapping a button as quickly as you can.
I hate the tapping the button ones. Mm.
It looks silly and fun too, like watching you, Kate, like have to high five.
I did that for longer than anyone else.
You do it right at the start and you thought you had to keep doing it. So just every turn you're just like punching the air.
I came third again.
So we played one that, we played Don't Wake Wiggler, where you have to like give him a little
this
you pat him.
Caterpillar, yeah. You have to motion control, give him a little pat.
A little tiny
but you
rub.
Can't wake
little
him.
Tiny rub. No. Knox was way too into that.
Well, because that's the whole point, is he meant to get into, like,
yeah.
The game is not fun if you're like, this is bad. So you got to go like, shh, calm down, Wiggler.
You were out loud going, shh, shh.
And it worked.
It worked.
That motherfucker was sleepy.
Yeah. What other ones did we do? We did the one that we all got. Weirdly enough, the one that we got most into was it's like a it's a grid and it's kind of broken up into four separate sections and you have to pick which you think is the biggest area.
Yeah.
But you can't. You all have to pick a different one.
Grab a space.
You got to reserve that space.
Mm. Yeah.
And I felt like that was the one that I had the most control over because you had a second to look and then you had to quickly make a judgment as to which was the biggest, which I thought was fun and like I was kind of getting sometimes. And you thought that one was completely random.
Yeah.
It was random in the sense that it's like, okay, so three like awkwardly, strangely drawn shapes. Like it's not obvious which one's bigger.
Yeah, that's the point.
And so, like we each had to quickly pick the biggest one. But you just end up picking the one that you're already on because it's also about how fast you can pick it.
No,
you
none of us
on
did
choosing
that.
Yeah.
But it's like, we're talking about...
Beds don't work because you end up sleeping on the floor anyway.
It was right there.
I was already on the floor, so I just slept there. What's the point of this bed?
But it's like, it's almost like what you're really doing is not picking the smallest one because it's like you...
Yeah.
It's like literally 1 second of time to choose.
Yeah.
So it's
someone
like,
else will snap it up.
Yeah, good. But there were a couple of rounds where we were, it did take a couple of seconds because we were all at the same time like, ooh.
I definitely felt like when I thought I'd chosen the biggest one I had.
Yeah.
And I would go like, it's that one. And then I'd see the other one and go, ah, fuck, I've fucked
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it would be, that one I enjoyed.
But then sometimes because you can't pick the one you wanted, you end up picking, I'll go that one. And that ends up being the right one.
Yeah.
You know?
So it sounds like it's completely random.
It sounds like shut the fuck up.
Because you've only got a second to judge it. It means that you maybe make the wrong judgment, but then you realize how it was wrong later. Like when you're driving.
By the way, for the listener, we are just recreating a conversation that we had right after playing the game that went for ages about whether or not the game is random, whether or not the space is random.
I liked
you go.
I liked the Slaparazzi one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
Always, generally my favorite in these are always the ones where it's just a screen where you're all kind of just running around in the space and either shooting each other or hitting it or having to grab coins. Like the ones where you're kind of moving around in a physical space and like kind of almost like those old Game & Watch kind of things.
Yep.
Just like those are always my favorites. So this is kind of one of them where you what is it? It's like a little Koopa Troopa going around the side and taking a photo. And you have
you're all in like an arena together and you've got to be as close to the front of the camera as you can.
And he keeps moving, so it's like hustling for position and slapping each other out of the way.
Yeah. So you want to punch people out of the way and get and move yourself into the
So you're the center of the frame.
So you center the frame.
And then it gives you a fun little photo after it's done of everyone like, blah, all, and the photos look funny. But then the problem with those ones, and I agree that the ones where you can fuck someone else over are good as well.
Yeah.
But then the controls in those ones become pretty bad most of the time.
Yeah. I'd love to have not been playing with a Joy-Con.
Yeah.
I think if everyone had a pro controller, it'd be more satisfying.
But you have to use the Joy-Cons because they're some of the motion control ones.
Yeah.
I played one the other day that was a motion control one that was pretty cool. It was like cooking a little bit of steak in a frying pan.
Ah, that
so
would
you hold
be
the
cool.
Joy-Con and it stops. I think it's rumbling when it's cooking and then it's when it stops rumbling, that side is done. So then you kind of have to flip the saucepan and like flip the little cube of meat over onto the other side. And if it flies off the edge, then you get a new cube and you have to start all over again.
Right.
So it's just whoever cooks theirs on all sides first.
This just seems like you're saying this so you can talk about that pork that you cooked yesterday.
Yes.
Guys, before we started recording, I really held court with a tale about the 4 hours I spent cooking pork yesterday. But I don't know. Yeah, I definitely think that the motion control, and there's a few in there that are kind of rhythm based. So it's kind of like there's been someone on the screen doing, it's like Just Dance kind of, like you have to mimic these dance moves by putting your hand in the air or to the side. And I definitely think, motion control does have its issues, but I kind of like the way that that's opened it up into being a bit more silly and having a bit different way of controlling these mini games than the Nintendo 64 ones were all just mash A as quickly as you can, yeah, or rotate the joystick as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and I think the ones where like sometimes the controls don't hold up are different for everyone as well, because yeah, some of the motion controls one I was fine with, but other people weren't, and some of them I weren't, and other people were. And
yeah, yeah.
Because there's such a variety of them. And it doesn't last that long, and also there's no stakes. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apart from that one where you're bloody cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking a cube of meat.
But yeah, in the run-through, I've had like the range of minigames has been pretty good. Mm. Even the worst ones are just like, oh, you know what, that's fine. Like, yeah, it's unremarkable, but, you know, whatever. It's just a little guessing game. Like, I guess that's, like, you know, it's fine. But then I think the ones that are really good are, like, genuinely, like, really quite fun. Mm. Yeah, I kind of hope this is a thing that they add to. Like, I think it would be cool if they just, like, you know, chucked some packs on there where they just had more mini games from time to time.
Yeah.
I think would be cool.
Yep.
And, yeah, if it did a bit of moving away from the board games and into just, like, the modes where you can just play the mini games all in a row, I think are the real.
Yeah, I don't know. Those games, even if the ones in the middle sort of change things a bit, and it's seemingly for the negative from the sounds of it, I never played any of them, they have shown no interest in changing the shit that has been wrong with Mario Party sort of from the start.
Mm.
So that's what this game is again. So if you didn't like those old ones.
Mm.
Yeah. I think if you're like me, if you're into it from, you know, the older ones, like this, you know, yeah, you know now if you're into it or not.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a very good iteration of what Mario Party is.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's just not. It's not a good game, but it is fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a good way of summing it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you live in a share house or whatever, if you've got like, if you're regularly going to play it with a group of mates, it's worth going in on.
Yeah.
Attach a drinking game to it. Yeah. That would make it really fun.
Totally.
Yeah. If you include, hey, we should get Mario Party in your message asking for toilet paper.
Yes.
Then maybe they'll do it.
What were your other highlights of the mini games, Kate?
Just maybe, just like talking smack.
Yeah. Yeah, you were getting into that.
Oh, God, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's like sanctioned time that you're allowed to be real.
And because you're allowed to go like, oh, you dumb fucking Wario.
Yeah.
No one can get offended because I'm like, I'm saying Wario's an ugly cunt.
I was like ripping into Tommy for a good 5 minutes about how he was going, and it turns out I had the wrong player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, why are you being so shit, Tommy? I was like, no, that was Ben.
I just remember you looking at me, like, giving me this confused look, but I was like, oh, I've genuinely heard him.
I'm doing my best, Kate.
I was like, what's happening? I don't understand. Because, yeah, that's what's so funny about this game is that, like, even bits where we were like, ah, that one sucked or this is annoying, we're still laughing.
Yeah.
We're still having a good time. Yeah. It was a fun hour.
I think it would probably wear thin after playing it too many times.
Yes.
As well.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I definitely think the board game has a limited shelf life.
But yeah. Because half the fun of that was discovering all the new stuff, and I think that once you know what all of it is, you just be like, I just want to skip this. I just want to skip this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally. And even when a mini game that you hate comes up again, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Twice is too many times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I just want to remark quickly on the, I think the presentation of it is really great.
It like does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will take your remark into consideration.
I'm going to take that as a comment. It looks great. Like just the level, I mean, it's dumb as hell, but there's like a little cutscene at the start of the game that sets it up, which is stupid and unnecessary, but just that level of attention to detail being in there. And
yeah,
it's all that very modern Nintendo look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean looking characters.
And even the mini games where you're just like the game where you're picking the space is not the most visually interesting game when it's on the screen.
It might be the least.
It's
a blackboard.
Yeah. But even ones like that, they're set up by a little animation of, you know, your character's kind of walking into a little, you know, into where that, you know, there's a
in
bit
a
of
gym
setup.
For some reason. Yeah. Oh, no, that was the other
no,
one.
That was no, the
yeah.
love
I was
one.
Looking for love, yeah.
Yeah.
But they all have like a cool little bit of context set up around them, which I think is, which is really great, like, which I, think really like.
I honestly,
Jesus Christ.
I liked Looking for Love. I liked the space one, as random as it was. Any of them that used the least amount of controls possible, it was just like Looking for Love was just like a rapid choice sort of guessing game thing.
It's up, down, left, or right, and symbols come up on each one, and you have to quickly, which one's the heart.
You're looking for the heart, and they change colours and change positions, and like that kind of stuff was really fun.
Any of the ones where you can say, like, I got that wrong.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Even if I was rushed to do it or whatever, I messed that one up. But when you're like, I feel like I punched them off of the thing then, but it didn't move.
Like the planes one where we're dodging those guys and it's like,
yeah,
fuck, this is hard to control.
Yeah. And also the fishing one. I don't think any of us figured out really how to be in control of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were a couple of them where it's just like where,
we're sucks. Guessing. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if they were to kind of gradually release more mini games onto it and then you could like kind of do a curated, okay, we're going to play 20 in a row of like
of the, what good are ones.
The best ones, that would be fucking great.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
Should have done that from the start.
Yeah. that's the thing of like, how did they play those ones a bunch of times and go like, no, I reckon this is fine.
Yeah.
I get, this is the other thing with these games, and they're always so quick to point out 80, all new mini games. It's like, it's fine if you repeat 10 of, you know, 10 of the best ones from the last one and just chuck them in there.
Like, but then I guess because they wear so thin so quickly, you can't if it's one of the people who's been buying every Mario Party.
True.
Yeah.
Those people are out there.
They're out there, Jerry.
Dennett, what's your final verdict? Did you have a good time?
I had a nice time, yes.
Yeah. Cool, bye.
Bye. why not? You know, I'm not going into it though being like, okay, I'm going to judge this. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, it is what it is. It's fine. It's filled. It's brief.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I went in thinking, I'm wearing my judge's wig.
Yeah, I'm going to play as hard as I can. I'm going to win and I'm going to hate the game.
No, yeah, I agree with that as well.
Few other releases. Well, yeah, one big release this week.
Yes,
you two boys have gone in on.
Big dog. Do you want to quickly talk Forza before it?
Yeah, go for it.
Because I'm the only one who's played that. I hadn't had time to play it last week, but Forza Horizon 4 remains out and it remains good. Those games are fun. You're driving around. I haven't just gotten back from Edinburgh. Edinburgh is in Forza, and so you can go and drive around there. Our house that we were staying in wasn't there. They've like taken out every second street. It's like a small version of the sort of northern half of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And hooning around in a nice car in a fucking amazing looking game.
Yeah.
Doing like, there's a lot of shit to do. There's like, you can do these stunts for this movie thing. You can
indicating,
do races.
Changing gear.
Gear up, down. It can go either way.
Change a fuse.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Change that oil.
Pop that tire off, baby.
Man, break it. Snap the boot.
Do any of you know how to do anything with cars?
I've changed a tire once.
Really?
See, I wouldn't be able to change a tire, but I had
to look up online how to do it.
Nice.
You do it with the YouTube video.
You
could
do anything with YouTube now.
I literally did. Yeah.
I thought I had to change a fuse in my car. It turns out that the child lock was on, and. And I had a mechanic tell me that as well, so I didn't even figure it out.
Why did you think like the back door opened?
Yeah,
I was like, oh no, nah, that's it. Because my friend hopped in, she's like, that's it. My friend who knows more about cars was like, oh, that's a fuse. And I was like, oh, it's a fuse then. Because I was like, I don't understand why.
My friend who knows more about cars. Well, that sounds like literally any one of your friends.
Sounds like the friend is a fucking moron too. Because if you were like, what was the problem initially?
Yeah, what was the problem?
Okay, so the windows, you couldn't do the windows. Okay. In the passenger seats, basically, but mine could work. And I was like, well, that's dangerous because if I drive into a body of water,
absolutely,
they can't get out.
Lock those children in.
So I was like, well, I need to get my car serviced. So I mentioned it like 3 times to the mechanics, being like, because you know when you go to the mechanic and they don't actually end up addressing the thing.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
yeah.
They were pretty good about it because it was only after I pressed them a few times being like, did you fix it? And they're like, the child lock was on.
Oh, my God.
But in the
also,
time.
So they were holding off telling you that to save you the embarrassment.
Yeah, and I chased it.
Listen, you fucking idiot. What did you do to my car?
I think because there's an assumption that you're like, oh, I'm going to mechanic. I'm definitely going to get done. You know, like they're always.
Yeah.
I bet you that's not really broken. And then you drive it and it really is broken. But I.
Oh, God. They must have just seen dollar signs when you walked in.
They've been really good to me, these people. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Thank you to them for not taking advantage of me. But
yeah, they sound like angels. They could. They're like, we could fleece this woman every time now.
Yeah.
So I lifted the lid of the car and I figured out where
the lid of the car.
The bonnet.
She could be talking about the roof.
That's true.
That's not technically what the lid is.
I am not.
Is it a convertible?
The front, the bonnet.
The bonnet, yeah.
Yeah.
The front butt of the car.
Uh-huh. I opened that car's pussy.
Excuse me, Mr. Mechanic, I can't open the car's pussy. Can you help me with that?
I've tried licking my fingers before opening it, but it doesn't work.
The child lock's still on, buddy.
I've got to wait until there's grass on the field.
Oh my
I'm
god.
So sorry.
No. Just bleep that out.
I'm gonna stand by it.
And I opened the fuse box to check the fuses, and there was a fucking Huntsman in there. And so I screamed and ran down.
Why didn't you fix this?
And I was like, well, this is the problem. The Huntsman is in.
He's been eating the fuses.
He's in there fiddling with stuff.
He's got 8 legs. He could be doing 6 different things at once and still have 2 for support.
I also, like, I've gotten really afraid of spiders now. I don't know why. I have a proper. Older I get more of a physical reaction.
They
I shut
very
down.
Fucked.
Really? I don't know
I've
what's happening.
I've never had that, and I feel very fortunate.
Mm. It started off like, oh, I don't really like them, and now it's like I was up a ladder once, and I was...
trying to fix your car.
And I was like...
Larry and Curly were downstairs.
So my dad was on a ladder, and it's like, well, this is how dad dies. I should do this. Because he's like, just look, you can just see it. He's like a story up or whatever. I was like, Dad, I'll do it. And hosing down the windows to get all the spiders out or whatever.
Sure.
And then I did it, and I just froze. And like in that classic like dad, I think like our generation of dads, where they're just going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hurry up. Oh, you get... Like they just don't, you know, and you're like, you're trying to be like... Stuck up here. He's like, starts rattling the ladder, like, get down. You
like, pour the hose down and it'll break your fall. The pressure from the hose will lift you up for a few moments.
Anyway, the spider was dead and it took me ages to get it out because I had to like lift one of its little claws up. And then the other
I think that was a lobster.
Yeah.
A friend of ours had she was like, God, my car stinks. And then found out that the opossum had like crawled in
and died
and was like being cooked by the fucking engine when she was like driving around.
Oh god.
Seared possum smell.
Do you want to hear another fun fact about the fuses?
Please.
I dropped the tweezers that you use to pull out the fuses and I had to spend so much time scrambling and getting myself into the pussy of the car. And then I ended up having to get a clothes hanger and undoing it and putting blue tack on the end.
Wow.
Trying to get it. And it was like exactly like those claw things at the shops where you, and just like every time you get it, you lift it up and it clanks against something and drops back down.
Yeah.
You get a little stick with a magnet. That's good for doing that.
Yeah.
Just a little magnet on the end.
That's where do you get those from?
Bunnings.
Oh.
All right.
See, I wouldn't even be able to do I wouldn't even be able to do any of that. Like, I'm mocking you, but that's still more than I'd be capable of doing. Mm. Like even knowing that a car has a fuse box, I'm like,
again, nothing was wrong.
This first.
Yeah. Nothing was wrong with my car at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just going on a little adventure in the engine for no reason.
I often think that though.
Gotta clip my car's nails.
When I'm driving a bit far out, I'm like, if I break down, I'm fucked. Mm. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know.
You gotta learn the basics.
Yeah.
It's super easy. My dad, he's taught me everything. Speaking to a mic, the pussy of the car.
Yes.
How they work. But like, once you learn like 5 things, then you've got it.
Yeah.
I think I'm too far gone. I'm 32. You know, if I learn how to do car shit, it's going to
push... 1 year before death.
It's going to push other shit out of my brain. And you know what I mean?
You're not
Homer
Simpson.
I don't have the capacity to learn anything.
You need to change your oil and shit. You need to learn that.
You need
stuff.
To change your attitude.
Yeah.
And your oil.
Which the fan belt is. If it's going to be anything, it'll be the fan belt. It'll be that you've not changed the oil for ages.
Leaking the radiator.
The child lock is on.
Child lock's on.
Child lock's on.
The big 5.
I was driving around in an unregistered car for fucking months. You know,
wow.
Like that's you know.
Only a mechanic can fix that.
Well, you can't be worrying about
only a psychologist
can't even
fix
handle
that.
The fucking registering it to be on the road.
Oh dear.
Well,
you should just walk.
Yeah.
You would like Forza Horizon 4 then.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't really have to do any of this shit. You just drive it real fast through, like, you know, the little, they're not cobblestone, but the little fences, the little stone fences that are all around England. and the UK, like those little tiny rock fences that they've built from years ago.
Yep.
You can drive through them
and
fuck, that's sick. And it makes this really satisfying clunking noise. You're like, a Roman built that.
Yeah, fuck you. That was Hadrian's Wall.
Yeah, fuck off, Hadrian. Here comes Suzuki. And it's so much fun to hoon around in that game, and it's like the right mix between simulation type driving and like arcadey type, and you can sort of change how much you want of like steering assist or braking assisting or whatever. The races are all set up really fun. It's this weird, like all the Forza games are in this, where it's like almost this weird alternate universe where everyone is a douchebag and everybody loves cars. It's the only thing anybody lives for. So like the Horizon Festival swans into this fucking town and they're like, everyone's driving at 1,000 miles an hour for the next year.
Right.
And everyone's
fuck
like,
fuck your fence, dude.
Yeah. And everyone's like, okay, I guess fucking scare my sheep. That's fine. And you can drive at fucking packs of sheep and they run away.
Sick.
And they you can't hit them. Yeah. But like,
the sheep are faster than the car.
They just dodge it every time.
I want a game where I'm on a sheep that's that quick. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be people modding Forza so you can do that, sure.
Mario sheep.
Yeah.
I like it.
The scenery is fucking beautiful. The radio is a pretty good.
Oh yeah,
there's like some good music in there, but it's like a weird mix of, again, it's like all quite douchey. All the people that you talk to and like give you the races and are on the radio and stuff have like this attitude, and they have in all of the games where it's like, yeah, I'm the cool, oh, this is all sick, blah, blah. And there's something about that that fits in it, so it's not really grating.
Right.
But the whole time you are going like, ah, you douche.
And what's your favorite race?
The dirt rallies are fun.
Oh yeah, okay.
I enjoy doing a bit of
So one of the stink then.
What are you trying to do here?
I'm into it and I don't even really know.
It was two separate things that I was trying to do.
It looks sick. Like, I've seen a couple of videos online.
It's much fun. And it's just an Xbox. Everything is built towards just being fun and dumb. Like, you get
and
points for going fast.
Doing the boot, winning the do.
Yes. She's done it.
I want to put the child lock back on this conversation, please.
Welcome to grade 4, everyone. Having fun. We're playing Mario Party.
Yeah.
We should have sat up all night to record this episode.
It looks fucking amazing. The presentation is great. Like, once when you go over the line on a race, it like swoops to the side of your car and puts up this like backdrop and like gives you all your points and shit.
People are saying it's the best one in the series.
It's really good. Yeah. All of them, I think, have been better than the last one.
Right.
It's just one of those things where, like, car games generally go. Mm. It just builds on what the last one did. But I'm really enjoying fucking around with it. It's just a super fun, straightforward, good time.
Man, and you're playing it on a new console.
I'm playing it on an Xbox One X, which I upgraded to because there was like a deal going, and I figured I could do it for very little money, which is the only reason I'll ever do anything.
That's how a deal works.
Yeah,
there was a deal going, and I cracked the code that this deal wasn't going to make it more expensive. Therefore,
now, I don't think they've
one
noticed.
Of the cheaper ones.
But these idiots have fucked up.
That's great. There is a bit of a mentality when you see something on sale. I'm very much like this, where there is part of me that thinks, like, I am taking these cunts to the cleaners.
I'm
like,
getting one past the goalie here.
Yeah. Like, no, they've carefully calculated this exact thing.
Yeah.
It's like a loss leader.
I'm basically stealing from them.
It's whenever you think, like, and then I could sell another thing that I have, and I'm making money.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not.
No.
I'm still, but it's
I bought a TV on sale and I genuinely felt like, this is a real Ocean's 11 move. I am just fucking fleecing these guys.
I've still got a 1080p TV and it looks way better on that as well. Because
Will
render it at 4K or whatever it's doing that is up higher than 1080p.
Yeah.
And then be able to display like downsampling. I don't know how it works, but basically, you're looking at a good image.
Yeah, it's more detailed, I guess.
And it
yeah.
runs smoother. Everything looks crisper and more
God
detailed.
Damn it
it runs better.
Maybe
I don't think
the
PS4 Pro is as big of a jump, is the one thing.
Right.
Yeah. I think they're maybe not quite as worth it. But, like, if you can afford it, this is, like, I went back to a few old games and they run so much better. I'm enjoying Far Cry 5 more because it is running smoother and it is more detailed looking.
Right.
So I'm able to actually see shit in the distance, which you need to do in that game a lot more easily.
Mm.
Do you know this? With my PS4, because I got a new TV that does 4K and everything,
yeah.
I don't have a PS4 Pro, but I can make it look better if I get a different HDMI cable to the one I had on my old TV?
To do HDR, I'm guessing, is the thing.
I think so,
which
yeah.
Which is more like a color display thing, which okay. I'm not getting on this, but yes, you should be able
I should to do get that.
That
different cable.
There are high-speed HDMI cables that I think are the ones you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to go to JB after this.
Also,
it's going to be fucking sweet.
Oh, yes.
The console itself looks really good.
Oh, cool.
And it's smaller as well, and it's fucking nicely heavy. Like, it's Ooh. The thing I'd go for if there was a home invader. Just right. fucking clonk it. It's got these sharp ass corners
You
as
were
well.
Just carrying it from room to room, aren't you?
Yeah, like, yeah, at night.
I love the heft.
With a and he's trying to steal the Xbox as well. So you're like, give me that so I can yeah. bash you in the head with it.
Yeah. pads it to sleep each night. Shh.
Don't wake
the
wiggler.
It's on Windows as well.
Right.
Horizon.
Right.
But yeah, really fun.
With the Forza game, because I bought that on Xbox years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in a share house. Great. I'll buy a racing car game.
Yeah, I remember when I lived around the corner from you.
Yeah.
And you were like, I bought an Xbox. Come round.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get round there. I'm like, so what games did you get? And you go, Sonic Unleashed. And we just sat there and played the fucking dumb Sonic game where you turn into a werewolf.
You bring this up so much.
I love it. It's funny.
One of the worst games. But yeah. It wasn't multiplayer, Forza. And I felt like, I was like, got my housemates. I'm like, let's all race against each other.
Oh, no.
Like,
That's true. I don't know if there's split screen like, yeah. in this. There's definitely, so like you're always online with like 24 other people or whatever, 23 other people, but they're all in different places, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's fun to see other people driving around and hoon around and like, drive near him and annoy him. Oh, and also the other thing with it is that its big thing is that there's seasons now. So I won't list them. I was about to list the seasons. But it's the regular seasons that we already have.
So
and it rotates between them. So you go through like this sort of tutorial bit where you go through
Cajun.
In order from summer.
Peri-peri.
Paprika.
Oregano.
Oh, yes.
Hummus.
That's a dip.
But
that's a dip.
What's the difference? Just texture, really, and ingredients.
Moisture and flavor.
Everything can be a seasoning if you've eaten a massive thing. On a galactic scale, if you had a massive piece of food.
How big?
Because the... whatever. I can't be bothered getting into this fake argument that I don't believe. But...
Pepper.
It goes through each of the seasons and does give you some different races in each of them. So you see each of them.
Oh, right.
And then after that, every week, it changes season for everybody in the world.
Right.
So that's each cool. month, it rotates through each one. And I think that's cool. It doesn't change heaps. Changes how it looks, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
In winter, lakes will freeze over.
The weather's different.
The weather is a bit different. In summer... There's drier,
warmer, right? Yeah.
Drier ground. So, like, yeah. the driving does actually yeah. change. And then in spring, the
driving
dirt is
in
wet.
Thongs.
Yeah.
And shorts on.
Yeah.
Got the windows down.
Autumn, yeah. there's leaves everywhere.
You know, you listen to, like, some hip-hop. You know, you got the windows down. You got those summer beats going.
Oh, yeah.
Winter, you're probably more like, you know, the National, some kind of, like, moody
yes.
kind of indie.
Simon and Garfunkel or something. one of the races, you go over a bridge over troubled water. It's great. It's beautiful.
For fuck's sake.
Follow on the Vengabus.
Oh, baby.
There's a good, like, fun bunch of different cars to drive as well.
Cool.
And stuff like that. It's a good time.
Literally what this show is, one of us reviews a game and are just up against obstacles the entire time. It's the only games media outlet where the review of the game is a challenge in and of itself.
Tommy, please, I want to tell another boring story about my car.
Have you ever seen there's like these Batsu games in Japan where it's basically, it's like one specific thing, but my favorite one is this guy, he lost a bet on a TV show, and so the punishment was he has to live in a house for a full day like he's just living a day, but all his friends on the TV show are throwing big old pies at him the whole day. And he's not allowed to acknowledge it. So it was like him sitting down and reading a newspaper, and if someone would throw a pie at the newspaper, it had hit the ground. Their pie's made of cream, but I'm not saying that they're cream pies.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's just said it, so.
They're throwing them at the TV. He's trying to watch it. Anyway, it's really funny. It's worth looking up. But it feels like doing that.
Yeah.
There's big parts of Japan where it's like, what if the series Jackass was an entire country? You know what I mean? It's like, what if we use this to just structure our society?
But then, like, Bam is quite polite as well.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 4, real fun. The other thing...
I want to play it.
Other than Far Cry 5 that I've been fucking with on that new bastard.
Yeah.
is Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed : Kings of Mykonos, as I have been thinking of for several days.
Kate, have you ever played you an Assassin's Creed?
Yeah,
fan?
I liked it. I played it on Xbox years ago. Mm. I really enjoyed it.
Which one?
I played two. I played the one where I think you're like stabbing people in Rome, and then I played the one where you're a pirate.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, the pirate one was so good.
Yeah,
this is a mix because you can be a bit of a pirate, mm-hmm. but you're a bit of a stabber too.
Yeah.
So a stabby pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been playing it.
Now, that's the pirate element.
Are there any the characters in this?
Give me your wallet.
Are there any characters in this with no arms that Kate can play as?
Oh, Armless Pete, yeah.
Sorry, Adam, please.
You've been playing this, yeah?
Yeah, I've been playing it. Played it for like a solid day.
Yep.
So I've only just got to the bit where you get a boat, though.
Right.
So I'm boating
That's
around.
That's where I am.
Boating
yeah.
around.
Yeah, I'm boating it up. It's I like it a lot.
Me too. Mm. I'm more into this one than I have been with any Assassin's Creed game for a long time.
Yeah, me too. And I really enjoyed Origins. And this is like, it's taken, because Origins was like, the story's less, like it inserts itself less into the game, so it's less annoying. It's beautiful. Like it was a very visually beautiful game. But there was like more stuff to do. There was a bit more depth to the characters than before. Like, it was just a bit more interesting in every way.
Yeah.
And this one's just like that, but kind of a bit more fun as well.
I'm finding less of the times that I found a fair amount of in Origins where I feel like I'm just walking, going mm-hmm. between stuff. But there's kind of stuff to do all over the place. It's reminding me of The Witcher 3.
Yes, a little sure.
bit. It's ancient Greece.
Yep.
You play as either a male or a female that's the same character, but either the brother or the sister.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the woman is a better voice actor because I looked up some things to decide who to play as.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Not make a decision like that out of nowhere.
Yeah, I did. I made a snap decision and I regret it.
So I would say play as her, Cassandra, or mm-hmm. you can be Alexios.
Yes.
Or Ruler. Or Vula. And it's like exactly what you'd imagine
when you first get it. There's like a big update you have to download. It takes a couple of days.
There's a big, like, huge, fucking enormous, massive world.
Mm-hmm.
You start out on a small island, and it's basic, sort of like RPG story thing where I'm this person who's kind of nothing. Oh, I'm getting involved in this bigger thing.
Mm.
But the combat that you're doing along the way, there's no shield.
Yep.
Like there was in Origins, and just being able to use two swords and fucking fling around and fight is real fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Looks amazing. Each of the little quests is interesting enough.
Yeah, yeah. Some more than others, definitely.
Yeah.
I've always liked ancient Greece as like a thing to read about, and so I'm much more enjoying this world than any of the previous ones. Even the Italy one, which I did love a lot. I think this is more interesting to me on that level.
Agreed. And it's like not mythical ancient Greece, and apparently bits of it do get a little bit like that.
Yeah.
But it's regular person ancient Greece,
mm.
which is a version of it that you don't see much. The same as the Egypt stuff was, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's...
He says Malacca a lot.
Yeah, she does too.
Genuinely.
Does he really?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. I was about to ask how much ancient Greek stuff is there in this, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what I'm getting at.
If you jump off of a big thing and land, she'll go like, ah, Malacca.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not what I was asking.
I know. That's why I avoided it.
Yeah. Child locks back on, Tommy.
I'm drowning in this car.
The environments look really, really good.
Yep, like the sunsets, like all that kind of stuff. All the atmospheric stuff is amazing.
There's enough little caves and shit that you run into on the way. And as with all of the Assassin's Creed games, a lot of what you're doing is kind of repetitive.
Sure.
At points. Like you're either sneaking into a thing, you're fighting some guys, you're fighting off wolves, or you're climbing.
Yep.
That's like about the extent of what you're doing.
You're riding a horse.
Or you're riding a horse, or you're fucking floating a big ship.
Yes.
But all of them are pretty similar kind of things.
Yep.
It's not like this massive, and none of the sort of plots, the little sort of side quests or the main thing are interesting enough that they'll distract you. So if it's not hitting you early, then it probably won't.
Yeah.
But it did for whatever reason for me. This one has clicked in a bigger way.
Right.
Where it's like buggy and shit too, like some of them are. There's little weird things that happen from time to time.
I had a like mid mission, like end of chapter mission. It like froze to like a one frame every 10 seconds and I had to like quit and start again.
Yeah, and there's the like people floating through the world and all that sort of shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Best kinds of bugs.
Off. Yeah,
people just standing 6 feet above the ground.
There was this guy like lying down at a camp, but he was just lying down from like the neck up, so it looked like he buried himself in the sand. He was like, yeah, looking real relaxed. And it can be those sort of funny ones where like you hit a, you fucking slash a wolf and he flies off it and whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's mechanically, it's I think the best one ever. Like yeah. the running and climbing, and it's all so fluid. The combat's fun. There's this great thing that, I don't know, it could have been in other games, but you know that thing where you're like on a horse and you're riding around the world and it's kind of annoying and you can sort of sometimes snap to the road, which is cool.
Yep.
This one has like, set your quest marker, just hold down X, you'll snap to the road, and then pick like quest and it'll just ride to your quest. Mm. Mm-hmm. So it's just like hands-free. You don't have to fuck around.
Far Cry 5 had that as well, weirdly.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. But it is good, and like the scenery is nice enough that you riding between it is engaging still.
Yeah, yeah.
Set your horse to cruise control and just enjoy it.
That's absolutely what it is. I love it.
I can't open my horse's back doors. The child lock seems to be on.
It's kind of
my horse car pussy. How do I get in there?
There's enough personality in all yeah. of it, especially with Cassandra, I think, is probably more so.
So I think the dude is written well, but his voice actor is very bland. But right. he's kind of funny. There are funny bits. Yeah.
Right. Cassandra's like that too, but selling it.
Yeah, okay.
Like, just seems like a sort of smart-ass type character, mm-hmm. mercenary. Very cold-blooded killer. But, I mean, it's ancient Greece.
Yeah.
And I, having just played that Tomb Raider game, the thing of like, is it okay to kill people, but then never really addressing it is more annoying than like, yeah, she kills everyone.
Who yeah, they're a mercenary, they're a warrior. It's, yeah. Yeah.
It's ancient Greece. What are they going to miss out on, huh? It's fine that they're dead. There's nothing to watch on TV tomorrow.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter if you die before 1950-ish.
Yeah, I want to go in, but
so, yeah,
I'm
like,
trying to keep
1945, a lot of deaths, didn't matter.
Come on, stop bringing things to different things that you know they're not about. The what?
I want to go in, but it sounds great, but I'm kind of trying to hold out until Red Dead comes
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I needed
on
that day.
On another big thing.
I needed that full day because there's like a lot of initial stuff that's a little bit confusing, a lot of the upgrades. There's like all the equipment you can change and buy and upgrade and stuff. Yeah, all the abilities, like I needed to sort of settle into it because it was a bit overwhelming at
first.
And
it's doing those tutorial style missions for you for quite a while.
Yes. Right.
So it can be off-putting. And if I hadn't have been going like, this runs really well on this new fucking thing I bought, I probably wouldn't have gotten past all that too.
Right. Right. It has one thing in common with the movie The Departed. Extremely late title card.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Extremely
yeah.
late. Like,
and are you prepared to go
in.
On record and say that's the only thing that it has in common with The Departed?
I think there's a really overly symbolic shot of a rat at some point.
Jack Nicholson's in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's not heaps to say about it beyond. It's if you played Origins and liked it, you'll probably like this one as well.
Yeah.
If you like ancient Greece, I reckon give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been off Assassin's Creed for a while, I think this might be the one to jump back in on.
Yep, I'd agree with that. Because it's like people said that about Origins and this is even better.
But yeah, I think maybe the biggest put-off thing is that this thing is so comfortable in it being 60-plus hours. And it is not speeding things along.
Yes.
Right.
There's busy... It's not necessarily busy work, but it's just the fact that you know, like, man, I haven't finished an Assassin's Creed game for a lot of games now because, yeah, it's like 60 fucking hours.
You've got to have that little bit of time that you can go, I'm going to spend an hour enjoying this small aspect of it and not getting stressed and overwhelmed by the fact that I'm not done with this bit yet.
Yep.
If you're allowing yourself the time to settle into each part, that's making it more fun. And I think that's maybe the gap that I haven't had for a long time.
Sure.
It's like that patch of time to put into it. But yes, that is probably the strangest thing about it is that it will demand that time off you.
Right,
because it's weird. Like the first time you get the boat and you sail out into the ocean and they're like singing a song and the oars are dipping in and the water looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is why I like video games, to be able to do this.
And then you realize how fucking big it is and that you're going to be able to go and see all this ancient Greek shit and it's going to take its time with it. Mm-hmm. If that sounds pleasurable, then sick.
Yep.
But if it's like, oof, I don't know if I can put that time in. Also, it's kind of dodgy that they're selling like $10, you can double the amount of experience you get. So kind of make that a bit less of a thing.
Yeah.
And that sort of microtransaction-y shit, which right. I haven't needed to touch.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a factor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate, what do you think? You're going to go in? Because you got the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, my housemate does.
Yeah.
I'd love to one day.
What's the next big thing you think you're going to go in on? Are you looking forward to Red Dead?
Like sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Holiday. Yeah. That's the go thing. To the Greek islands.
Yeah, if you're in the mode where it's like, I've got all this other shit to think about that I have to do in my life.
Yeah.
Even if you would play something shorter for 2 hours and whatever, everyone has a bit of time or whatever, it's still this game. There's so many icons on the fucking map.
Yeah.
There's so much shit that it tells you it's going to do that it can be a little bit stressful.
Mm. Yeah, right. Mm. But I really enjoyed those games. I'd bloody love to. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sink into it like a hot bath.
Yeah.
Just do it real slow and eventually feel bad about being in that bath.
Notice you're covered in dirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
I turned off all the actual like in-game icon stuff. Like you can turn everything off, so you're just walking around ancient Greece and it's quite pleasant.
Yeah, there's like an exploration mode or a regular. And so the regular will give you the objectives just there and do it all normal like they've been in the past and a little bit too handholdy.
Right. Well, I only did exploration mode.
Yeah.
Which is, it says this is how this game is meant to be played.
Yeah. And so that's the one I'm doing as well. And it's way better, where it's not quite like a Breath of the Wild type thing where you walk in a direction and find stuff, but it's in that vein.
Mm.
Right.
Where someone will say, it's over there. And then you kind of figure it out. But also, it will still show up on maps and stuff.
Yeah. If you leave your icons on. But then, if you turn them all off and then you have this hawk mate.
Yeah.
Who it's, if you're wandering around and you're like, I can't find this place, you just go like, hey, up on the thing, and you're like the hawk boy and he's flying around, and when you get close to something, it'll like light up and you'll be like, boom, there's your quest. So you can, there's little shortcuts and ways to simplify it.
And then the hawk guy does end up sort of just being like a mini map with another thing on top of it.
Mm.
So,
but it's also fun to fly around as a hawk. Like
it is.
It makes a lot of the elements of the game that could be annoying more fun than they've been before.
Agreed. I almost feel like the way the Breath of the Wild in such a fucking unique case did it, of someone literally saying, walk south from here, and then you do it and you'll see it, was really cool. And this doesn't quite hit that sort of feeling of discovering things, but it's halfway between that and how the old Assassin's Creed were, of just walking to an icon you already know about, doing the task that is required of you there, and moving on with your kind of dreary job of a game. And this has a lot more fun to it.
Yes.
Cool. Sounds great.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
What do you want from me, huh? It's a good time.
Now dance.
And the ancient Greek setting as well. It is really, really well done. Assassin's Creed games always do that. Oh, and the future stuff is in it a little bit.
Oh,
I never liked the future stuff.
I think a lot of people didn't.
I
just given up on it by the sounds of it.
Like halfway to. There's like a little bit of it, and it sounds like towards the end it gets a little bit more involved.
Right.
Right. Right.
You can ignore that stuff.
Yeah.
I guess we've got to wrap it up for another week. Kate, closing remarks?
Oh, thanks for having me. I've had a nice time.
Anything you'd like to plug?
No. I say this every time. It's been like a year. At some point, my podcast will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hopefully by the end of this year.
Cool.
And don't get your hopes up.
You got 2 months to come.
Yeah.
Kind of 3 months.
Again, this is the sunshine equation.
We've got our panel at PAX on the 28th of October, 5 p.m. in the Ibis Theatre. Come check that out. We've got our premium episodes up on Bandcamp. We've got a Patreon where we send out bonus episodes and a little private Facebook group that you can be in, which is a lot of fun.
Prince of Persia.
Really cool.
Prince of Persia, recent bonus episode.
Yep.
Mortal Kombat's this month as well.
Yep.
Playing Mortal Kombat 1.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can find all that stuff, filthycasuals.com.au.
Hell yeah.
Thanks very much for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode,
I don't have one. The child lock is on, whatever. I could only think about the carp was eating and I didn't want to bring it up again.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.